Hey, I'm Coach Mickey, and I'm so glad that you've joined us. And if this is your first time joining us, come on in and make yourself comfortable. And for those of you that join us on a regular basis, we are so glad that you do. And I love the fact that you guys connect with all of our guests and reach out to me with your comments, your questions, and your suggestions of people to have on as guests. You guys have been so much fun. And thank you so much for connecting me on my new YouTube channel. I love the fact that my guests are coming back and sharing all their information. And we're going to have some fun during this holiday season, and we have got some great upcoming guests. Today, I am really, you guys know I'm always excited to have my guests on. That's why I have them on. But I am very excited to have on this guest. She offers something that is just so cool. And when I was a mom, especially as a new mom, I would have given anything to know about her. So I am going to just jump right in real quick and tell you guys what she does, who she is, and let her tell you her story. And for those of you that are listening anywhere in the world, the good news is you're going to be able to connect with her anywhere in the world once you find out what you need. And I guarantee her phone's going to be ringing off the hook. So I'm going to jump right in. So Therese Flores is a doula. But for those of you that know what doulas are, she's got a little different bit of a twist because she's going to help you with newborns and postpartum. And she is going to help teach, educate, and help you with that new mom experience that we always have that we don't know because they don't come with a manual. So I'm just going to jump right in and into and have you come in and tell your story. Thank you so much for joining me today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Mickey.
I am so glad to have you. So when I heard what you do and your passion, I was thrilled because, like I said, for myself, I've got two children and they don't come with a manual. And you come in, especially if you come in as a mom who's had a C-section and you're trying to take care of yourself and take care of your family and take care of a new child, having someone like you that comes in and offers this spectrum of a gift, and for no other words to put on it, tell me how you got started with this.
Absolutely. So, you know, I've always been around newborns. I'm the oldest of three siblings that are triplets. I was a toddler when they were born, so we went in full swinging, had a live-in nanny. Newborns are not something that was ever unknown territory to me. So after that, I worked for a family member as a in-home daycare. So I worked there, and then during my formal education, I was a nanny for a few families with the newborns up until they were 5 years old, and I still keep in touch with them today.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, I know, to tell us a little bit, how do you connect with the families? Like, you know, okay, so what? Where does it start? Like when you come into someone's life?
Sure. So I have mothers that book me and reach out and book me as early as 9 weeks pregnant. Some mothers book me, you know, a month before their due date, and I absolutely try to accommodate them on my schedule in any way that I can if I have availability. But to be quite honest, I'm booked, for in-person through July 2024, but I do offer virtual virtual and video support that I'm very flexible on. So that's always an option for anyone interested in booking as of now, but I do book them, and then they do have 24/7 access to me following booking. And they might come to me with questions to relay back to their OB, questions about pregnancy, induction, C-section recovery, if they're anticipating a C-section. So these are all things that we can work on together and collaborate on and create a plan with each family during their time prior to baby's arrival. So also right before usually their due date, I'll pop in and I'll do a meet and greet at their home and go over sort of the lay of the land, show me baby's nursery, show me around the kitchen. And it just relieves a little bit more, less stress, you know, after arriving home from the hospital and I show up at your door, we're not scrambling. So it just helps ease the transition of things. And of course, if there is an older sibling, you know, I introduce myself to the older sibling and we work on a little bit of sibling integration and how that might look. And then I do keep 2 weeks open. So I'm on call for the birth. 2 weeks before and after their due date, of course. And I hop on over the moment I'm there as on the front lines as soon as they arrive home from the hospital.
That's amazing, especially to have somebody that's available to come in. Because like you said, you know, when that moment, that time frame, especially after having a child, I mean, whether it's a natural birth or a cesarean, that time of healing and having that extra person to be available is definitely helpful, especially if you have a spouse that has to work, you know, and they can't be available to be there again. And again, that spouse too, if they are working, you know, it's up to the mom to be able to get up, like you say, that every 2 hours. And have to be there for a child, but having that extra hand. I know there was one point with my daughter. Oh my gosh, she had colic. And I remember it was nights and nights and nights of just her crying and you're walking with this child. And I remember this woman was a godsend. So it was like 2 o'clock in the morning and I hear a knock at my front door and I look over and I see it's my neighbor. Now I kind of knew her, but I didn't. And she came over, she's knocking on the door and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I probably woke her up. I probably woke up her kid. And she said, Mick, let me help you. Let me take her for a while. Go sit down, go relax. She came into my house and walked with my daughter for almost 3 hours just so I could sit and just relax. And I cannot tell you, just that 3 hours alone was such a gift. So having somebody like you that is available to a new mom that can help them through all of these things is definitely priceless. I have to ask, how did you get started? I know prior to us being on air, you had shared that you had traveled through Europe and that helped you with a little bit of insight to bring your company together.
Absolutely. Yes. So I took a trip in Eastern Europe. I have a friend that lives over there. And I, during 2014 and 15, I stayed with her for a month or two. And she happened to get engaged to someone in Sweden. She had been dating a man in Sweden. And upon their engagement, they both flew back to Romania. And I was staying with her family and anticipating her arrival. And some of the things, you know, obviously I learned a bit about each culture. But something I learned the Swedish did what that I really liked the tradition was it was called fika. And fika is the gathering together of everyone in the home, just randomly, sporadically throughout the day. They usually meet up in the afternoon. They'll come to the living room table and enjoy coffee and tea and a few sweets and just a time to recoup and reconnect with one another. And that's what fika is really all about, is reconnecting, taking the time to savor the moment, feeling well rested so you can be there for your child and savor the moments with your child, with your new baby that you brought home.
Oh, I love that. You know, it's funny because Europe has moments like that where they just like to just decompress and regroup, you know, so having that ability to do that and incorporate it into what you do as a family, really gives it a nice flow, a nice easy way and a comforting zone, you know, comforting flow, excuse me. So, wow, that is pretty awesome. So, and again, and I know you had shared something that was kind of intimate and within your journey in doing this. And if you would be so kind to share your story, because I know, I think what you do, first of all, is amazing. But what really navigated me towards you to have you here as my guest is the fact that you took something that transpired and you've brought it into what you are doing now. So would you mind sharing that story?
Absolutely. I will share a little bit about my journey to parenthood, which is I would consider absolutely unconventional. So my husband and I became married in 2015, and in 2017, we both knew we loved children and always wanted a big family, and so we actually became foster parents, and we fostered one little girl, and then we took a few month break, and then we were placed with a sibling set, a boy and a girl, and they were 2 and 3 years old. And we, in the sense, have adopted them. So we adopted them in January 2023. And like going back to what I had said, we always wanted a large family. We always wanted a mixture of bio children with adoptive children. We just weren't sure how we were going to get there and when and in what combination. So we actually adopted our, did finalize our adoption in this past January. And going back to 2021, I did become pregnant with our firstborn. And at her 20-week ultrasound, she was diagnosed with a life-limiting, extremely rare condition. It was non-genetic. It's actually limb body wall complex. If any listeners out there have ever come across it or have any connection to it. And so we knew that she was not going to survive after pregnancy. So that became evident, and we did decide to carry her. So we carried her unknowingly when I would give birth. At 31 weeks, my body went into labor, and because I had excess fluid. And so I gave birth to her via C-section. She did pass away at the birth when her umbilical cord was cut. And following that, it became extremely evident to me as I arrived home and in the midst of grief and postpartum healing and trying to keep track of your mental health and, you know, managing two children that are still in the foster care system that weren't yet adopted. It was a lot. And people didn't really know how to show up. You know, I had a few friends stop over for a visit and they brought over some gifts and activities for the kids. And that was so wonderful. I know my love language is gifts. And so I really felt loved by them. But there was definitely some dark moments in the month and the year afterwards where there's really no reference point for this type of situation. So people don't know how to respond. And, you know, we didn't have a lot of family support or help. So following my postpartum period, I was left doing a lot of in-home tasks, on my own. I remember probably on day two, arriving home after my C-section, I was walking around the house and picking up laundry with my toes and putting it in the washing machine. just the motherly instinct in me to keep the home tidy, even though it probably helped distract me as well. But, I feel that it really left me in a dark space, just not having a bunch of support or any support postpartum. I had a wonderful postpartum doula that volunteered 14 hours of her time for bereavement services. And this is something that she does as well. She comes home after a family arrives home without bringing their baby. And she offered me 14 hours and it was a godsend. She helped me with a few tips with pumping, a few suggestions, but ultimately, you know, just help me with companionship, just chatted with me and knew how to ask questions and acknowledge my baby's life. And that was so comforting for me, you know, opposed to people that were close to me and people who knew me and were close to me, but didn't necessarily know what to ask or if they should even mention my baby's name. So to have a professional in my home for those very few short hours was very comforting, and just knowing she knew how to navigate the situation was really wonderful. And that's something that I strive for. I don't want any mom to ever go back to ever be in the dark space that I was in at following their birth, regardless of the circumstance, whether it's a live birth or not. I think that every mother deserves support. And that is something that I strive to do. And that has been my mission.
Wow. I know when you had originally told me the story, I was speechless because you're right. I don't think people know how to react to something like that or even know what to say. You know, and obviously my first thing I said to you was, I'm sorry for your loss. But I mean, that's just such a statement to say because you truly mean it. But on the other hand, I was, for lack of a better word, I was blown away by the fact that you have taken something so personal, intimate, and you have taken it and you have structured and used it for yourself, but not only for you, but for other people to be able to, if they, you know, God forbid they have to go through this or they do go through this, and show them, hey, you're not alone. Let me be there to help you, you know, to know, offer the things to other moms that you needed at the time when you were going through it, and you knowing exactly what to say, exactly what to do, what to be able to offer and help them, even just to give that gift of saying, hey, you're not alone in this. And I think sometimes as human beings, having that, it's just that little thing can be enough. And it's just amazing. Someone like you, I love having on as my guest, because it tells other people out there that, you know what, there are people out there that do really care and that do understand, and you're not alone in your situation. And the fact that you've even taken it now to be able to help even, you know, moms later on, you know, with the postpartum, and plus you help them, like you said, with, you know, what to buy and what to do, and educate them and help them with the siblings. And then, you know, if they have to deal with something that's more on an emotional level, I mean, you're like the whole package, girlfriend.
I try to be.
You know, it really is. It's something that says a lot about you, because I think sometimes when we deal with such situations that we get thrown towards us, and the fact the choices that you've made, you know, to bring you to where you are, says a lot about you too. And it's just, my gosh, I mean, your heart is bigger than your body, you know, and also to be able to go out and help other people. And with this, I mean, and you have your own children, which is awesome. And being able to incorporate that and having your own family. But what is, I got to ask, so what are some of the fun things that you really enjoy about what you do? I mean, what really, like when you come home, you're just smiling.
Oh, I have stories. I mean, you know, you are meeting the families in their most vulnerable periods. So there's lots of little, you know, funny things that go on, and, you know, things that probably everyone's sort of brain dead. So I really enjoy connecting with the parents. The dads are really great. I love the dads that are hands-on and super involved. I really love working with the grandparents. They are so sweet. I love, you know, a lot of these families have grandparents that come into town, and they might fly in and stay with the family when the baby arrives home. And I think a lot of them have sort of become aware that, you know, grandparents are there and they want to hold the baby and be grandparents and not necessarily physically maybe help around the home in practical areas and educate. So that's where I come in. And I love working alongside the grandparents and incorporating them as well. You know, if I help them with baby's first bath, the grandparents love doing that. I'll shadow the grandparents and I'll offer to take some photos of them with baby, and they just love it. So I really love learning. Every family dynamic is so different. And, you know, work is constantly changing, which I love. And you never know what you're going to walk into.
I can hear the smile in your voice. I mean, yes. I can definitely tell you love what you do and working with these families. You have been absolutely amazing. Well, let me ask you, we got a few more minutes. Do you have a funny story you can share? You don't have to say any names or anything, but do you have one good story that really that's off the top of your head that's really funny?
Yes, I actually, I do. I had a family this last spring, and poor thing. It was not a fun situation to go into, but their cat actually attacked their house cleaner, and because the cat had so much going on, a new baby arriving home, the house cleaner that was there, myself that was in and out of the home, and so the poor cat was just overwhelmed, and he was used to being the baby prior to baby's arrival and these three other new, you know, group, the team of new people that were in the home. So, you know, this family actually hired a cat psychic to communicate with the cat and to learn the cat's behavior. So, you know, it was quite entertaining, sort of relaying the information back to myself and learning what the cat had communicated to the family and what the true reason was why he acted out. That, in addition to, you know, a good dose of Prozac for the cat, I think it did the trick. He earned his keep. Like I said, wow. You never know what you are walking into.
Okay, I have to ask. Well, first of all, I'm not laughing about the cat psychic, because I do know there is people, and I've had people that I've met personally that do work with animals, and I totally respect that. And I think that is an amazing thing, because we all have our own connections and our own gifts. Why I'm laughing is because this poor woman, she's not only dealing with a newborn, now her poor cat is just in emotional turmoil. And like you said, you've got all these other people. Okay, to follow up with this story, I have to know what was the end result with the cat? So what was communicated back to you that helped the situation to fix this? Sure.
So the cat was nervous that the couple had been talking about moving back to the East Coast. So he had heard them chatting. So he had communicated with the animal communicator, I believe is what they call animal communicator. That, you know, he is nervous if another move is coming in his future, and he didn't want any more babies to arrive in the home.
Okay.
So well, like I said, that with addition of Prozac, he calmed down and he earned his keep. And the family, you know, the family sense has moved back to the East Coast, and they're doing great. And I hope Locke, the cat named Locke, is doing well as well.
That is so sweet. That is so sweet. Well, I'll tell you what, you have got the patience of an angel. You really do, for everything that you have to deal with. But you're right. You're coming into people's, you know, homes, and, you know, and you're dealing, and I didn't even think about that. You know, I think about, you know, the siblings and grandparents, you know, and other people that are involved, you know, and you know, you've got a completely different family dynamic. But you're right. I never thought about it. Now you got to throw in animals. Because I know, even for me, when I brought my son home, I had two corgis, and one of them was very close to me. Her name was Holly. And I didn't know how she was going to react when I brought him home. And she never left my side. She never left my side. She never left his side. She protected him. She wanted to be next to him. And because I had a cesarean, so a lot of times it was easier for me to sleep in the living room and, you know, and be up and do what I needed to do. And right next to me, right next to him, she had to be close to him. So you're right. I mean, you got other things and other elements that you have to take into consideration. But getting back to you as a doula and what you do to help these families is, oh my gosh, like I said, if I had known you existed, I definitely would have had you in my house, because it, like I said, it's very difficult the first couple of weeks, you know, like you said, even the healing process. So we got a few more minutes. As you guys know, all the information and her website and everything is going to be embedded into the podcast. And I highly, highly recommend that you guys reach out to Therese and be able to connect with her if you're having a baby, you know, somebody's having a baby. But how can everybody reach you?
Absolutely. You can find me on Instagram at Fika Newborn and online at FikaNewborn.com.
Awesome. Okay. And I highly recommend you guys connect. And you do virtual too. So if someone else in the world would like to reach out to you, you're available.
Absolutely. I have an online video platform that I do video consultations and meetups with, as well as on the telephone.
Great. Well, I am so excited that you were with us, and thank you so much for sharing your story and your insight. And again, I wish you an abundance of success. I know one thing, you're always going to have availability and work, because as long as women are having babies, yes, and they know that someone like you is out there for them, I guarantee you're always going to have a full schedule. Thank you so much for being with us, Therese. I appreciate you.
You're very welcome, Mickey. It was a pleasure.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for joining us today. Again, please reach out to Therese Flores, and I will put all that information into the podcast. And for those of you that are excited about some of our other new guests, I highly recommend you reach out to them and keep your comments, your questions. And please, please, please connect with me on my new YouTube channel, Coach Mickey and Friends. And you can find that on CoachMickeyandFriends.com. And we have got some really fun stuff coming up for the holidays. And you guys know that we always have a good time, especially now that it's pumpkin spice season and everything else that follows after that. All right. Remember, the most courageous thing you can do is be yourself. I love you guys, and I will look forward to seeing you next time. Bye.
This This episode was brought to you by KeepOnSharing.com. They're calling themselves the first truly ethical social network. They'll share back 50% of their revenue with their users, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. It's free to register, and they never sell your information. You can list your products, events, and content for free. Adult content accounts, be gone. They're fun, positive, and encouraging sites supporting local business. In a day and age where social media sites, even well-established ones, are being brought to light left and right for their questionable and sometimes downright archaic business practices, KeepOnSharing.com is a well-needed breath of fresh air. While you can share personal content, news articles, or just about anything for fun and profit, the marketplace allows practically anyone to sell anything at any time from anywhere. But on this site, you are the boss. I cannot express how amazing it is that KeepOnSharing.com shares 50% of all revenue back with the users on top of having a truly transparent, supportive, and clean business model. Check them out. I'm signing up. Will you? Go ahead and meet me on there. Just go to KeepOnSharing.com. A link will be provided in this episode's description.